This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How do we end up where we are? Never forget when Republican Speaker Paul Ryan declared we would stop fighting the culture wars. We would simply surrender and give up. Let the Democrats do what they wanted. We would focus on fiscal sanity. You see how that's going. Ultimately, we end up focusing on nothing. Trump said, nah, you know what? We can win. We can. In fact, these will be winning issues for us. We shouldn't abandon them. Unfortunately, during the time when we did, we ended up with such ridiculousness as the left, screaming banshees that they are, demanding that if a man identifies as a woman, we all play along with his delusion rather than getting him help. And that has led to absurdities like this. A.B. Hernandez, 17-year-old junior at Juropa Valley High School in Ontario, California. As a male track competitor for many years, he wasn't anything special. Have you ever noticed it's never the guys who are really good at stuff, at sports, who transition? Have you ever noticed that? It's never the ones who are like, yeah, in my own right, I could totally win this track meet. Nope, it's always the ones that suck. In February, as a girl, he won the girls' triple jump event by 8 feet, more than any other competitor. Took first place at the meet in the high jump, too, and the long jump events, nearly 3 feet ahead of the triple jump runner-up and 2 feet ahead of the second place long jump competitor. Oh, it's a miracle. Now, the left would tell you, you cannot consider at all if there are any physical differences because that is prejudice. That is bias. And Trump said, fine, live in your world of delusion. I will federally defund you. I'm not funding your schools. Not doing it. Trump outraged after finding out that this individual competed at all after his executive order. Now, we've all heard this story before, right? But this version of it has another twist, has a new twist we've not seen before. And it could be the downfall of this whole thing. Because for the first time, because Trump drove them so insane, the left has made a major admission. They offered Trump a compromise. Okay. The first 6 competitors get to go to state. They're supposed to compete this upcoming week, by the way, for the state championship. The first 6 competitors in this particular competition get to compete at states for the state title. And they said, well, but the California Athletic Association, it's called CIF, says, okay. If a biologically female woman, they call that cisgender, whatever that is. If a biologically female person is displaced by a biologically male person, will make an exception and will take the top 7 instead of the top 6. There you go. And they made that offer and then said, Trump, please don't defund us. Okay. Well, immediately, number 7 began complaining, and she should. She says, it's not good enough. He's still going to win state because he's a dude. But the reason this is so significant is this is the first admission by the left that men and women are not only different, but that being male, biologically male, even if you have transitioned, which this person allegedly has, gives you a tremendous advantage. And so they're now admitting, okay, we do have to give the women in sports some affirmative action. She's not going to be allowed to win. That would be a step too far. But she's going to be allowed to compete. Folks, I feel like the left has just embraced misogyny. Think about what this is saying to the woman. Well, you can compete if the male lets you. You're going to need affirmative action in your own sports. But you don't get to win unless the male says you can. If the male says it's okay with him and he decides not to compete, well, then you can have first place. Otherwise, it's going to the man. That's where we are. But here's the great part. This is an admission because they want the money by the left. This is a tacit admission. Men have an advantage. Good. Trump wrote in his Truth Social post, which was epic. As a male, he was less than an average competitor. As a female, this transitioned person is practically unbeatable. This is not fair and totally demeaning to women and girls. Please, he's writing the state of California. Please be hereby advised that large-scale federal funding will be held back, maybe permanently, if the executive order on this subject is not adhered to. The governor himself has said it was unfair. I will speak to him today to find out which way he wants to go. Question mark, question mark, question mark. In other words, if this dude competes this upcoming week in the state track meet, federal funding goes away. They're going to have to fight to try to get it back. This is how you fight. It's not hard. It's not hard. You have to want to do it, though. And the Republicans in Congress do not. They have lost their will to do anything, really, quite frankly. Meanwhile, overnight, this is fantastic news. Chinese student visas going where they belong, down the toilet. That's not a knock on Chinese people. They're slaves. And the problem you have if you're a student who comes here is this. If you're smart in science, if you're smart in math, if you are part of innovations, if you later find yourself working at a highly innovative American company and everyone you love still back in China, they tell you, because it is law there, you have to commit crimes here, industrial scale espionage. You've got to send the intellectual data back or your family and friends get hurt. People you love get hurt. Democrats would like to pretend this is all very normal. They'd probably love to run America that way. Trump and Ruby are saying, no, no more. Do you realize there are over 260,000 students here in America on Chinese visas? They're Chinese students on visas. They're saying they're going to prioritize anybody working in science and tech fields or studying in science and tech fields out the door. You go. Folks, how long before Democrats sue this morning to keep our worst enemy on earth, China, stealing our stuff? How many of them have the payroll deal that Hunter Biden had, $30 million? We only know about Hunter, folks, because of the laptop. We only know about Hunter because he photographed his sexual escapades. That's the only reason we know. Who else has the deal? Folks, do you realize there's only 469 American students allowed to study in China, but over 280,000 Chinese students in the U.S. right now on visas? Are we just stupid? Yeah, don't answer that question. Anyway, folks, wait for it, wait for it, wait for it. Democrats going to sue. They're going to sue to help China. You wait. The only question is, will it be by close of business today or is it going to take them till tomorrow? Anything to hurt America, but that's okay. Trump's going to win. You know what we have to do with this stuff, folks? We have to so normalize this, they can't reverse it if they ever get power again. But every day in this country, no matter how frustrating it is, sometimes it gets better and better and better and better. With the AI revolution that we are on the brink of, that's going to be coming the next couple of years, we have got to get these people out of our businesses and out of our country.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Warning! Producer Tim, I want to know what you think about this. We've been hearing this on and off for a few years now.
Okay.
Do you believe this? Okay. Warning from the CEO of a major AI, major tech company.
Okay.
That AI could spark a bloodbath for white-collar jobs, including wiping out half of all entry-level white-collar jobs. And listen to this. In the next 1 to 5 years, sending unemployment as high as 20%. That's according to the CEO of Anthropic, Dario Amodel. And of course, the story went viral. And he said he's warning that executives and politicians should stop sugarcoating the mass layoffs that are coming, and that could occur in fields like tech, finance, and law, and be honest with workers about the extent of the threat. What do you think? Does this happen?
Yeah. I kind of agree with that. But then again, I don't know. I kind of taken the stance that, you know, AI is kind of here to stay. There's nothing we can do about it. So we might as well learn to live with it. But yeah. I do think that the future is going to knock out a lot of entry-level jobs. Yeah, 100%.
Here's what I wonder, right? All this AI. And one of the things we're told is that it's going to start to affect like engineering jobs, entry-level engineering, people who write code, architects, accountants, any kind of writer, whether you're a copywriter, anything like that. Advertising is all going to be hit hard by the rise of AI.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. You can write video games with that thing. You can like all kinds of, it's not just engineering, like all kinds of jobs. Like it's, you can pretty much anything that you can put on a document, you can definitely do with AI. So like if that's writing code, because that's all a computer is just a bunch of coding.
Zuckerberg's, of Meta has issued a similar warning when was on Joe Rogan earlier this year. Zuckerberg said, probably in 2025, we at Meta, as well as all the other companies that are basically working on this, are going to have an AI that can effectively be a sort of mid-level engineer that you have at your company that can write code.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I believe it. 100%.
You know what I wonder, though? Just given, like, you're in my daily reality, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we have a complicated setup for the show. It spans two rooms.
Yes.
Right? And probably see what, like, probably 10 computers?
Actually, three if you include the news booth.
Yeah, you're right. Three rooms, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And as the audience knows, there's almost never a day without technical difficulties, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And we have a staff of two engineers. And honestly, I'd argue it's not enough. We should have one staff full time in this show. I've been arguing that for years. We don't. And that's why we have the technical difficulties that we do. And I just see that and I'm like, oh, AI is going to run everything. Really? And the computers won't break down, huh? The system won't break down? There won't be any technical help when needed? I'm almost wondering if the jobs of the future, the quote-unquote white-collar jobs or just skilled labor jobs, are going to be us going to Greenville Tech and learning how to keep these computers and semiconductors up and running, given the computing power we're going to need.
Right. And I've said that before where, like, you know, you still need somebody to operate the AI. Like, you
That's
need
what
somebody
I'm
that knows how to maneuver around it. And to use it to the companies or your advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. It seems like this has got to create tech jobs, especially in, you know, people are saying, oh, manufacturing, there's not going to be as many, you know, people needed for manufacturing. I don't believe that. I do not believe it at all, because you're talking about a whole line of interacting computers, systems, and mechanics, and it's all going to somehow run without breaking down. Please. I mean, yeah, here's the thing. I can't get through my week without ending up either on the phone with my 15-year-old or having him come and fix my computer in some way. He's the one. He is my IT. He's my tech department. He's, Mom, this is not hard. I'm like, yes, it is. How can you look at that and know what to do? And he's like, how can you look at it and not know? But he's really good at that stuff. So I don't know. I mean, it takes my husband and my 15-year-old to keep me up and running at home. And to be honest, my husband's still occupied right now, so he's probably not listening. I always call my 15-year-old first. It's bad, but I do. Yeah. So I keep thinking there's going to have to be the keep it up and running job. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being hopeful. But that is shocking. Sent unemployment to 20%, bloodbath for white-collar jobs. But the good thing, Producer Tim, he's also forecasting cancer is cured, the economy grows at 10% a year, the budget is balanced, but 20% of people don't have jobs. So
at least cancer is cured.
Yeah, I've heard that one before, though, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.